Hallelujah.
Someone that is excited to be in this Shiloh Thanksgiving service, shout hallelujah. Lift up your two hands to heaven. Being a participant of Shiloh at all deserve to be given, to be appreciated before the Lord. That you make me a participant. I'm alive. I'm well. And I'm standing in your house with multiple blessings, uncountable turnaround. Father, I thank you. And I'm presenting myself before you in this special Thanksgiving service. I'm here with a grateful heart. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. All the dividend of Shiloh 2020, they will pursue you and overtake you. Nobody will doubt where you are coming from. Because it will show on you. It will show on your business, on your family, and all that pertains to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Shiloh 2020. Amen. The word of the Lord is coming to you again in this second service, and I'm grateful to God and to his servant for the privilege to bring the word. Lord, send your word with power. Trigger us again to appreciate you and to give glory to your name. In the name of Jesus Christ. Put your hands together for the Lord and please be seated. Why are we thanking God? What are we thanking God for as a commission? What are we thanking God for as a commission? This is a unique commission. Because God has decided to face us as if we are the only one. We are not the only one, but he has distinguished us. Why are we thanking God for? What are we thanking God for as a commission? Number one thing we have to hold very tight. Because we cannot finish counting the blessing. They are too numerous. In Mark 7, verse 37, the people look around. They don't know where to begin their thanksgiving. And the summary is, in that big part, he has done how many things? He has done all things well, including your things. The God of this commission has done all things well. Diverse fulfillment of prophecies. He says it according to the scripture in 1 Kings 8:15. He declared it with his mouth and performed it with his hand. Then, what did we do then? The one who declared it through the mouth of his servant, he's the one who went ahead and bring it to come to pass. And that's why we have to be ever grateful, ever grateful. We don't celebrate achievement here. We celebrate, according to God's servant, we celebrate receivement. What have you that you have not received? So we receive the fulfillment of prophecy. We are just spectator by his grace. We keep watching him acting. We keep seeing him performing. We keep seeing him moving us from glory to glory. And that is the same concerning you. So for this, we are returning to give God thanks. And let me say this. Forgetfulness is the enemy of thankfulness. The devil wants you to forget what he has done. He wants to remind you what is yet to be done. Don't be engrossed by your situation at any time, no matter what is happening. Always be conscious of what he has done. In fact, the connecting link to what he will do next is to keep celebrating what he has done. Sometimes you don't see anything around on the currency note. The devil may interrupt you in one way or the other, making as if God has departed from you. Never mind. Go to the archives. Keep celebrating what he has done. And before you finish celebrating what he has done, new things begin to flow. That shall be the experience of somebody here. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Psalm 78, verses from verse 9 to 12. Psalm 78, we see some covenant people there. They miss it when it comes to continuous thankfulness. The children of Ephraim, those are covenant people, being harmed, carrying bows, turn back in the day of battle. You will not be defeated in the day of battle. What is the analysis? Why this? They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law. What is the law? They forgot his works. They stopped celebrating God. And it's wonder that he has shown them. They forgot. The battle made them to be carried away. And the Holy Spirit began to list some of those things, marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers. In the sight of their father, and they are still to be celebrating it. In the land of Egypt, in the field of Soan, he divided the sea. Most of them were not there. And caused them to pass through, and he made the water to stand as an heap. This is what I want to advise. There is no old testimony. In fact, you must always go back to the archives. That's why I'm going to mention so many things about this commission. You say, we've been told before. Yes, we will keep saying it. You will hear it. The generation after us will repeat it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let me give you a testimony on how to go back to the archives. Myself and my senior brother were in the primary school. The two of us fall sick. And our parents didn't know more than oracle. Those who consulted with all manner of oracles. And the final judgment of the oracle is that me, I should remain in school. My brother should go and serve oracle. Why was I the one retained in the school? I was helpless. If I were the one that was pushed out of school, what would I do? But God retained me in school. Even the oracle said, this man, if he continues in school, he will be blessed and he will be great by education. Now, if I think of that, I keep on saying, Lord, even when I don't know you, I cannot take decision on my own. You have been doing good for me. I can't forget. So never you forget the small issue for which to give thanks to God. Never you forget. Don't ever forget. He said, forget not. Psalm 103 verse 2. Forget not all. How many? All his benefits. That's why he said, in all things, always, given thanks for all things. We can't finish Thanksgiving, though. It's not a church affair. The church triggers it. You continue it in your thanksgiving, in your privacy. You say it in the night. While you are still, while one of the things is still coming to your heart, you begin to echo, "Thank you, Jesus." Your wife may not know what is happening, but God reminded you something, and you, by her side, you say, "Thank you, Jesus." So, thanksgiving will never depart from your mouth. The mouth that murmur and complain is departing from you from this Shiloh. In the name of Jesus Christ. Diverse fulfillment of prophecy by the raw hands of God. We want to echo it again. And back in 1982, God said, "The word from this altar will be transmitted live through the screen across the nations of the world." And we have seen that happening on increasing dimension. You are witnesses. And when it was said, there was nothing like screen. I think we used to have red diffusion that time. One box like this, where we all gather to hear something. You have to gather there. You don't have it. It's not in every house. And then they are now telling you that this war will be transmitted live. You will think for what? By what? But God has brought it to pass. And as Shiloh, I put those hands better for Jesus. Shiloh 2020, from 170 nations and over 62 major languages were connected to this prophetic event, to the glory of God. Put your hands together for Jesus again. The number of nations all over the world is not up to 200. And to be connected from 170 of them, that means God of liberation, He stopped me everywhere with the word of faith. And to Him alone be all the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, another prophetic word went forth that we shall see millions gathering to hear the word. As of today, several million connected via the social media to Shiloh 2020. Facebook, YouTube, major TV network, including DSTV, and others, to the glory of God. And put your hands together for that. Don't you see transmission? Each free, no blackout, no audio failure, no video failure. An attendance that shows that there were increases all over the world, in all our viewing center, higher than Shiloh 2019. Another thing that was done, there were strong waves of signs, wonders, and diverse miracles everywhere. They were recorded this year above what we had in the previous Shiloh event. God has no lockdown. Heaven is open 24/7. God never stops working. He's never on holiday. So He keeps on doing His work, no matter what is happening to the world. And here alone, yesterday, we saw 446 instant miracles at Faith Tabernacle. At the impartation service, which include 3 dead babies brought back to life. Let me say this. We could not take all those 446. You would have had marvels. And several people won't come out. When they see, they say, "Well, they won't call me." They either sit down or go back. They say, "With this crowd, okay, I will share my own in-house fellowship." So we can't finish sharing testimony of the strong waves of signs and wonder, including your own. So as you depart from Shiloh 2020, you will not just share testimony of signs and wonder. You will be signs and wonder personified. In the name of Jesus Christ. Look at it again, another prophetic word. This year of lockdown. This year when everyone that does not connect to the God of this commission, to the Almighty God, are complaining of one lockdown or the other, or breakdown. God said through his servant that 10,000 churches shall be planted across Nigeria this year. And that has been fully delivered. As at November, 10,404 churches has been planted in Nigeria alone. And our mission to the world saw over 800 churches planted. Put your hand to the chief planter. Paul planted, Apollo water, but God gave the increase. It was a massive increase over last year. 5,000 last year was a figure that makes some of us to shiver. God said, I will do a new thing. I will surprise you again. While we were thinking that, okay, let's settle on that one and be maintaining them for some time, God said, the God of wonder double. I'm here. I double the figure. And he double it to 10,000. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hear this. Because the God of wonder double is still with us. Where you are expecting a miracle, it is true that will be delivered. In the name of Jesus Christ. Why must we give God thanks? We have mentioned some of the things of what we are giving God thanks for. But why? What's the purpose? Let me inform you. Number one, God expects our thankfulness. He delights in it. He delights in our thankfulness. In fact, when you don't give it, you are in trouble. And may you never be in trouble with God. If you are in trouble with man, God will deliver you. If you are in trouble with God, who will deliver you? In Psalm 50, verses 22 to 23, look at what God said in reaction to those who forget to give thanks. Psalm 50. He said, now consider this. He's talking to his children. You that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. Say, God forbid. Whosoever offereth praise glorifieth me. That's what he wants you to hear. And to him that ordereth his conversation around, will I show the salvation of God. I will show him more of my tolerance. That forgetfulness of the acts of God in your life is over today. In the name of Jesus Christ. He said, thou shalt remember the Lord your God. Deuteronomy 8:18. For it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. So always remembering, always remembering, always remembering, always acknowledging, always celebrating. That shall be your portion forever. So God expects it. He delights in it. And not giving him will run you into problem. Number two, it is a debt we owe to God. We are a debtor to God, the God of this commission. For all his marvelous work, glorious work, wonderful works. In Luke 17:17-19, 10 lepers were made whole, and one returned. Verse 17. And to let you know that is what should be done. Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the nine? He said, there are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And then because he did that, and he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. So every time you return, you still return with a fresh blessing. As you are returning today for this Shiloh Thanksgiving service, another miracle, another turnaround will be added to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. And number three is to preserve our blessings. He said, the Lord bless you and keep you. Can you see that? He's the giver and he's the preserver. In Malachi 2, from verse 1, he said, this commandment is for you, O ye priests. If you will not lay it to heart to give glory to my name, then I curse your blessing. Say, God forbid. If God curse your blessing, who will reverse it? I'm sure everyone under the sound of my voice, you will remain an uncursable winner. So, say you lay it to heart. Don't put it on your head. It may fly away within 24 hours. Lay it to heart. Whatever settles in your heart, settles in your life, and grow up to become your lifestyle. But what you put on your mental region can fly away anytime. Circumstances of life may make you to forget. So, you want your blessing to be preserved, then celebrate him. And if you know the blessing God has given you in Shiloh 2020, hey, it's more than what you know. It's more than the testimony you have shared. Somebody is here, you won't finish sharing the testimony of Shiloh 2020. Even until Shiloh 2021. The Lord will not just preserve you, preserve the blessing, he will preserve you to enjoy the blessing. And number four, to perfect our blessing. What do we mean by perfection? Completeness. Totality. Completeness. You see that leper that came back? He was made whole. Wholesomeness. He was not just healed. That means if you see that man, there is no sign that he has ever been a leper. All the scars have been wiped away. New skin has grown on his fingertips. I want to let you know, as we give thanks to God, the Lord will perfect all that concern you. You will need a lot of explanation to tell somebody what used to be your state before. Do you know this is what I was before? He said, no, it's not possible. You? Why? Because the former thing shall not be remembered. Because God of perfection has changed your story. And number five is to multiply our blessings. When Jesus gave thanks with those five loaves of bread and fishes, it multiplied. John 6, 1 to 11. This is the crowd. Who can feed them? All the disciples have said, we can't get anything to buy, even if you want to buy. This is wilderness. Jesus said, bring the little that is available. And he lifted it all before the Lord. And they all eat in thousands and were satisfied. And there were fragments. You will never finish God's blessing in your life. With thankfulness, you will enjoy ceaseless fruitfulness. The day will not come when God, what God has given you in Shiloh will finish. It will be ever increasing. He said, the Lord increase you more and more. You and your children. He said, you are blessed of the Lord that made the heaven and the earth. That will be your story in the name of Jesus. And in Jeremiah 30, verse 19, God confirmed there that if you want to multiply, thanksgiving is a necessity. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. As we keep giving thanks to God, as we have learned from the God of this commission, and as we have learned as a lifestyle, as members of the winner's family, fewness and smallness is over in your life. The small you is what you are now, and the big you will soon emerge. In the name of Jesus Christ. And number 6, to avoid the reversal of the blessings. To avoid what? God's blessings are slippery if you don't know how to manage them and keep them. They can depart from you anytime. In fact, let me inform you, the devil is looking for how to steal any of them. But the God who gave them to you will preserve them. Jeremiah 13, 15, and 16. The word say, give glory to the Lord your God. He said, hear ye and give ear and be not proud. Be not proud, for God has spoken. Verse 16. Give glory to the Lord your God before he caused darkness. He didn't say Satan caused darkness. He caused it. And before your feet stumble upon dark mountains. And while you look for light, he turned it into shadow of death and make it gross darkness. That will not be your case in Jesus' name. While you look for one, you will get two. You look for two, you get five. God will always give you pleasant surprises. In fact, somebody is here. From now, you have entered a new realm. While you are yet speaking, God will be performing. In the name of Jesus Christ. Look at verse 20 to let you know by example that these blessings, if not kept with thankfulness and grateful heart, is reversible. He said, lift up your eyes and behold them that come from the north. You know who come from the north? The terrorists. The kidnappers. The Fulani jihad. He said, where is the flock that was given thee? Thy beautiful flock. That is, God will allow the northern army to come and carry away what he has given you. Say, God forbid. That will never happen to anyone here. He said, where is it? That's it. You look for the blessing, it disappears. It evaporates into the thing here. And you are back to where you are coming from. That's not you. That is for the ingrate that is not present here now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. And number 7, it is to keep God at work. Keep what? Say, I walk a walk in your day. He's the worker. Say, my father walks and I walks. You want to keep God at work? Keep Jesus at work? Keep the Holy Ghost at work? Then ever grateful lifestyle is your portion. And the Lord give you understanding for that. In the name of Jesus Christ. Nothing keeps God at war like always breathing in, thank you, Jesus. Thank you what? Let me inform you that if you don't occupy your heart, Satan will drop something there. If you don't know what else to say and what to fill your heart with, just keep saying,
Thank you, Jesus. That's my lifestyle before I sleep. I don't live for sleep. I don't look for sleep. The moment I lie down, I keep saying from my heart, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You think Satan can come and attack me in that sleep? It's not him. He's cut off. And with Jesus, even as I lie down, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And before I realize it, I've taken off with Jesus to the other side. And he made me to lie down in peace. He preserved my soul. And he woke me up by himself. In the name of Jesus Christ. You have just received a sleeping tablet. If you will keep it, you may not need that other tablet again. In the name of Jesus Christ. To keep God at work. God will never depart from this commission. As long as we are appreciative, celebrating him in the public and in the private. And the same thing is true of you. This God of this commission will never depart from you. It's not only Shiloh you will see God. You will see him out of Shiloh. You will see him in your house. When you are driving, he will be there. When you go out, he will be there. Where you call me, he will be there. In the name of Jesus Christ, a thankful and praiseful environment is God's environment. God's love to dwell. He said, God is my God. I will provide him a habitation. He's my Father's God. Exodus 15, from verse 3 to 5. I will provide, make him a habitation. So you become the habitation of God. When you are thankful, thankful, you become his habitation. You know habitation? Where someone dwells. You become his dwelling place. You look at your front, you see him. At your right hand is there for you. At your left, he will never leave you. Even at your back, where you cannot see, he's still there for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm sure somebody has taken in the word this morning. And don't just hear it. Keep it in your heart. Use it to develop a lifestyle of thankfulness, praise, gratitude, jumping and dancing, leaping, and praising the Lord. The Lord give you understanding. In Jesus' name. Stand on your feet for 1 minute. Lord, one thing I want. And I desire it now, in 1 minute. Help me never to forget. Grace never to forget. Your heart, whether small or big. Grace never to forget your heart, Imala, your doings, your marvelous work. Grace, Lord. Grace, Lord. Grace, Lord. And begin to say also from now, let thanksgiving become my lifestyle more than ever before. Thanking you in the day. Thanking you when it is happening. Thanking you when it appears it's not happening, as I expect. Thanksgiving every day, everywhere, in everything. That's what I want as a lifestyle from now. Thank you, precious soul. Thank you, chief shepherd. Bishop of my soul, glory to your name forever. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. That will be your lifestyle at the conclusion of this Thanksgiving. In Jesus' holy name. Put your hands together for the Lord and please be seated. Let me inform you, you must be connected to the God that you have come to appreciate. Otherwise, it won't work. You will hear the word, you don't have the ability to implement it. You can't be the doer of the word except by his help. And without giving your life to Christ, being a child of God, being connected to the covenant, your thanksgiving will just be a mere noisemaking before God. There are some voices that heaven hear, and there is anger from heaven. But
God want to delight in hearing your voice. One thing is a hindrance. Sin is a limit to your thankfulness. And today, you can give your life to Christ and being born again, become a son of God, a daughter of God. And that's what we are doing now. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be born again. I want to give my totality to Jesus. Please stand on your feet wherever you are. I want forgiveness of my sin. Now, secondly, if you have backslidden, you have compromised your faith. It's true you were born again, but now you are not there again. Temptations of life, pressures of life are making you to depart from Him, from your heart. And you know you have gone back to your old format. God is giving you another chance. I want to rededicate my life to Christ. Please stand on your feet as we pray together. I want to give my life to Christ. I've never done it. I'm not a Christian. Nobody knows you more than you. Just be sincere before the Lord. And if you are backslidden, no matter your title, just stand up where you are and pray. And Jesus will take you back. He said, return, O ye backsliding children, and I will receive you. Everyone standing there, lift up your right hand to heaven as we pray. With a heart focused on Christ and your eyes looking unto Him, say this after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you just as I am. I know I'm a sinner. I've missed it in many things. But today, I'm repenting of my sin. Jesus, I know you died for my sins. And on the third day, you were raised from death. And today you are here to justify me. I receive you into my heart. Wash me with your precious blood. And be my Lord and Savior forever. Amen. Church, shout a loud amen with them. Amen. Your covenant friend will give you some paper there. Make sure you complete it and return it. And follow all other instructions. The Lord God bless you. In Jesus' mighty name. I pray that your feet will be stable in the house of God. No more backsliding. You will make it to heaven. The power of sin that makes you to fall and rise in temptation is broken today. In Jesus' holy name. I'm sure somebody said to praise God. Say, I'm said to praise God. God bless you.
For that word from heaven, give